Hi, I'm Annie Botticelli, and this is the Storyteller Forecast for Libra for March 2013. So if Libra is your rising sign or Libra is your sun sign, then this is for you. As we start off March, there is a tremendous amount of energy for Libras, a Libra rising, Libra sun, in the sixth house. The sixth house rules many different things, but among them are diet, health, daily routine. And so many of you are going to be confronted with or re-confronted with some sort of health issue. And for some of you, it will be something very serious. And for some of you, it will be subtle symptoms, joint pain, difficulty sleeping, digestive problems that this Mercury retrograde cycle will be bringing back up because you need to address it. So it is a fantastic time to do diagnostic tests if you have to get blood work or if you have to get a colonoscopy or anything looking in the inside of your body. So if you're hearing this and this has been coming up for you before, then use this as the impetus to be brave and look and see what's going on, because it's always good to use the energies of the planets to help us as much as possible. So Mercury retrograde is a very introspective time. So looking inside the body from a diagnostic standpoint is very favorable. There also, unfortunately, is an increased risk of getting a false reading. So I do want to let you know about that in case something comes back. Do get second opinions and do rerun tests. But in general, this time lends itself to these kind of things. I get many requests every month from people all over the world for assistance on different topics. And many of the people that contact me have sessions with me, which I recommend is my first recommendation as to how I can help you the most. But many people can't afford a session with me. And if you're one of those people and you're really wanting to change your life or you're really struggling with something, I have launched something new since last month's horoscopes, which are subliminal audio recordings. We are being suggested to and subliminally programmed by things in our culture, in our world, all of the time. We can use subliminal recordings to purposely improve our lives instead of being at the will of someone or something else's agenda. I have been wanting to do this for a long time because they have helped me tremendously. And so you can check these out. If you click on the link below this video, it will take you to my practical astrology page. If you look up in the top other pages, click on subliminal audios. I have bundles for things. And specifically, I'm thinking for Libra this month, there's a free from addictions bundle. And it goes over many of the different aspects of health. And so food addiction is going to come up very strongly. For many people with Libra Sun and Libra Rising. And for many of you, glutens are going to be at the source of enigmatic problems. I'm seeing this come up in session very often, that people are having health problems, and energetically I can see that they're sensitive to glutens. You can do research on this. I don't have time to go into all of this right now. But the source of gluten has changed, and I don't really think glutens are good for anybody. But for many people, they're devastating to health and psyche. So consider this. If you've been having nag at you, oh, I really need to stop eating gluten, then let this message be coming to you very strong that try it. I've had all kinds of problems in my life from glutens that I didn't know. And now I don't have those problems anymore just from not eating gluten. So my body is repairing itself. I also do sessions to assist people with more details on this, so you can contact me about that. But the subliminal programming for the free from addictions includes a subliminal for radiant health. And or you can buy that single audio. If you're working on health things, then scroll down through the singles and you'll find one called Radiant Health. Highly recommend it for Libra energies right now. It's going to be coming up for a lot of people. So also being highlighted in your chart is some lingering energy in creativity, children, romance, hobbies, fun. Venus is just getting out of there, and then it's going to move into the sixth house. The sixth house also rules daily work. When Venus goes into the daily workhouse, if you're self-employed, it could improve your finances or your, consulting projects or any of these kind of things. It could also make you more busy. So sometimes busyness is associated with more money. Sometimes busyness is just associated with busyness. But with Venus there, there's more of a likelihood that you'll be busy in a way that will be beneficial to your finances. So I hope that's the case for you. Can't see your individual chart? I would love very much to see your individual chart. You can contact me at the link below to do that. And check out the subliminal audios. And I hope you have a wonderful March.